You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your host, Maria Wells, brought to you by Smoothie King, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Wintersville Fitness, VitaFuse, and Factor X Fitness of Thomasville. And now, here's Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio, and it's so great to be here tonight on this kind of chilly Thursday night, Chase. I believe we might have a winter just around the corner here beginning.
I know. It got a lot colder than I thought it would.
It's a little bite out there for sure. I've got a scarf on and a little lightweight jacket, but it's kind of exciting. So do you know Thanksgiving is 1 week from today.
1 week. It felt like the year just started. Now we're already at Thanksgiving.
It's crazy just how time flies by.
Man.
So much going on. So much I have to tell you tonight, and so many things happening right here in the studio. I've got a great show planned for you tonight. Dr. Alan Medley, the founder and the creator of VitaFuse, is going to be with us tonight. And we are also have Lindsay Palmer in the studio with us, along with Melissa Eikenberry. Lindsay Palmer is an RN. She's a nurse, and she works for VitaFuse. And Melissa Eikenberry, owner of Wintersville Fitness and FitMix here in Valdosta, Georgia, is getting an IV infusion. So, Melissa, how are you feeling over there?
Cold.
Yeah, that IV is kind of cold,
isn't it? It's a little cold.
It's a little cold, and we're a little cold outside. So
it is very cold.
You know, we're going to talk with Dr. Medley, and you're here in the studio getting the infusion as we do the show.
Mm-hmm.
So it is called VitaBoost, what you're getting. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a little while. But in the meantime, you're just going to be enjoying getting your cold infusion. And hopefully it's going to make you feel great. And I understand that it will last, 2 to 3 weeks, depending on how your body metabolizes it. But all the vitamins and minerals and everything in this particular one, your body will metabolize every bit of that. It will methylate it. It will, your body will absorb it. You need it because you're tired. You're worn down. You work hard. Family, kids, grandkids. I mean, you have so much on your plate, Melissa.
Yes.
So hopefully it's going to give you a little bit of energy to get through the holiday. So I might should have took that myself with everything I've got going on. But anyway, I wanted to bless you with it. So maybe
thank you so much.
I want you to.
I was excited. I was like, I'll do it.
Yeah. I was looking for a victim. I mean, a patient, Lindsay over there. And Melissa chose to come and be a part of it. But Dr. Melly's going to call in just a little bit. But we also going to have a special guest later on. She's going to walk in. We're going to hug her. We're going to kiss her. And we're going to really love her because she's bringing us smoothies from Smoothie King, y'all.
It's felt like forever.
Joe Pate. I'm so excited. I haven't seen my friend in a long time. She's had a lot going on in her life and several things happening. So she has promised to stop by and bring us some smoothies a little bit later on in the show. So Chase, me and you look so forward to those smoothies, don't we?
We are going to thank her since next week's is Thanksgiving.
There you go. We're going to thank her. We're going to thank Joe. And don't forget, tomorrow is $5 Friday at Smoothie King.
That's right.
So a lot going on. Listen, Factor X Fitness over in Thomasville. We are busting at the seams over there. They have opened the daycare over there with the three triple dipper stack, whatever, jungle gym over there. That thing is awesome. So if you've never seen a playground, a play area for kids like this, and nobody in South Georgia has seen one. If you think the Chick-fil-A one is good, this one is three times that size or four times that size. It is just fabulous. Hal will be renting that for parties. So if you have a grandchild or a child that you want to have a great party for, he's going to be renting that for parties on the times that we don't have daycare over there. So you want to keep that in mind. That will be Factor X Fitness Thomasville on Jackson Street. It's cool, Chase. I want to get in there and just play.
I know. You're kind of making me want to go play
It's so exciting.
Can we go play in it?
Well, there's a weight limit.
Oh.
So if you want to see something really fun and cool, go on Dan Brown's Facebook page. He's one of our members over at Factor X Fitness. He did a cute video, and you can see the playground and the kids and all in there. It's really cool. Dan Brown Facebook page. I know he won't mind getting those extra people looking at his Facebook page. So he did a really cool video. After we get finished with Dr. Medley, surprise y'all, after Dr. Medley and after Melissa gets her infusion, after we finish talking about that, next Thursday is Thanksgiving. I want callers to call in. Listen to me, callers. Call in and tell us what you're thankful for. I'll be asking Chase. I'll be asking Melissa. You know, I have a lot, so many things to be blessed and thankful for. So we want our listeners out there to call us as soon as we get finished with Dr. Medley and tell us what you're thankful for. We will not be on the air again until the first Thursday of December. We'll be taking off. And Jim and I, or my husband, is taking me to Asheville, North Carolina. It is our anniversary, and we are going to the Biltmore. So I will be gone all next week for Thanksgiving and with my husband. And I'm very excited about that, Chase.
And then coming back for football.
That's right, because Friday night we've got to cheer on those Irwin County Indians.
That's right.
As they continue in the playoffs at 11-0. So I'm very excited about that and watching Justin Wells play football. But how are you feeling now, Melissa?
Good.
Good?
Yeah.
Is it still cold?
It's a little cold.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cold to me the first time I did it. You know, it was cold to me, but it really did help me. And I think, Lindsay, do you remember what I got that time?
You got VitaPerform.
I got VitaPerform. And what is the difference?
The only difference is it does not have calcium and magnesium. It has arginine and carnitine.
Okay, so the one I got is a little different than what you got. Okay, so... you know, I may be asking you some questions like that. So, flip around over there and get the microphone. But listeners, don't forget, as soon as we get finished with Dr. Medley, I want you to call in and tell us here at Fit Talk Radio what you're thankful for, because you should all have something great to be thankful for. I'm just so thankful, particularly for what this radio show and this radio station, WVGA and Black Crow Media, has allowed me to do over the past 3 years. It has just been a great journey, has it not, Chase? It has just been awesome.
Yeah, it's been a long journey, great journey. I mean, we've had amazing hosts or guests on the show. I mean, I've learned a lot in the past three, almost going on four years now.
So. It's crazy to think we've been on air almost 4 years.
It is
crazy for me to think that I've been doing this that long. And, you know, I thought for a while, you know, it's just going to be a fly-by-night thing. But, you know, Jim and I were talking earlier, and, you know, this is very important. It's important to me. It's important to what I believe in, what my core beliefs are. For fitness, for my faith, for my family, for my spirituality. And it allows, me to have a platform for all of those things. And, you know, we talk about numerous different subjects, but it all comes down to faith, family, and fitness.
That's right. At the end of every show, you talk about that.
That's right. You know, that's how we close out the show. So listeners out there, please, as soon as Dr. Mello, we finish the interview with him, please, I want you to call in, 241-1059, and just tell us briefly, quickly, what you're thankful for, because we want to hear from you. If it weren't for our great listeners out there, you know, we couldn't stay on the air. And if I didn't feel like I had a lot of listeners, out there, people come up to me all the time, Chase, strangers, people that I don't know, and they say, you know, are you Maria, you know, from Fit? I listen to your show, you know, and it's amazing to me how many people listen.
They say they hear your voice and they can tell you instantly who you are.
I mean, I'll never forget at the tire station down here in Valdosta when the guy picked me up and he was talking to me and he said, you know, you sound like that girl on the radio. You know, who are you, Maria? And I said, yeah. And he's, you're the girl on the radio. and we got to the tower station. He told, hey guys, this is Maria from Fit Talk. This is the girl. You know, so it's amazing to me. But you know, what we want to do, our goal is to put out good information out there. You take it, use it, glean from it what you will, take away what you don't want, and just, you know, can it, you know, but hopefully along the way you will find tidbits of information that will help you. If you have a question, if you have a subject you'd like for us to, address sometime, please send me an email, or send me a message on Facebook, Fit Talk Maria with Maria is on Instagram. Yeah, I'm all over the place on social media, so please just send me a message. If you like this show, if you don't like the show, let me know. You're not going to hurt my feelings. I'm pretty tough. So, just really, really just thankful that I have this platform, to, you know, talk about faith, family, and fitness. Well, I'll give Joe a big round of applause. We are so glad that she is here. We're so glad. And with her, she is bringing gifts. She is bringing smoothies. So, well, Joe, how are you? We've been talking about that you've had diaper duty, and we've talked about that you haven't been here, and we've missed you. So how have you been?
very, very, very busy. I don't know if I'm coming or going. But yes, I had a new grandson born October 10th, right in the middle of the hurricane, which was interesting, to say the least. And I've been taking care of the 2.5-year-old while mommy and daddy were adjusting to the new baby. And then he got an ear infection and couldn't be around the baby or cold or something. And so I had to keep him for a solid week away from his new brother. But it's all worked out. Soon after that, we had a death of my business partner in the financial industry of 26 years. So I've been dealing with that as well. And then I was told today that my other daughter, my oldest daughter, will be having her baby by December 5th. She will be induced. So my life has been really, really busy. It's been blessed, but it's also been a lot of heartache as well and loss. But we're all doing great. So I'm just happy to be here.
We're glad to have you here, Joe. I think we have Dr. Medley on the line here. Dr. Medley, are you there?
I'm here. How are you doing?
We are doing great. We are just fabulous here. And I know I am, but I'm not so sure about our person over here who's getting her IV infusion. But she says it's just a little cold. That's what she's telling me. Melissa Eikenberry is our patient tonight getting the IV. And she is the owner of Wintersville Fitness here in Valdosta and FitMix. So we felt she would be a good candidate. She's run ragged all the time. So and Lindsay is here, and she is telling me that what Melissa is getting is the Vita Boost.
The Vita Boost is probably our most popular, especially this time of year. I tell people kind of like a multivitamin, but with the exception of getting 100% absorption, that's compared to the 20% you get from the over-the-counter pills. It's fortified with B vitamins, mag, calcium. We had glutathione, which is a great antioxidant immune booster as well. So it's kind of our foundational group. It's a really good overall vitamin infusion.
Well, you know, I asked Lindsay, did I get this one? You know, back several months ago, I got one over in Valdosta, and she said that I got this one with what, Lindsay?
You receive VitaPerform. The only difference is the VitaBoost has calcium and magnesium in it, while the VitaPerform has arginine and carnitine.
So I know I got a lot out of that one. It seemed to just really give me a little pick-me-up. And so we're hoping this is what Melissa's going to feel like, and she's going to continue to get the IV. But just back up a little bit, Dr. Medley, and I want to thank you for being part of the Georgia Peach State Championships and sponsoring us there. And we're looking forward to a long-term relationship with Vita Boost and looking towards next year. So
absolutely.
Well, we're excited about that. But let's tell the listeners who may not know who you are and what VitaFuse is, just back up and just kind of tell them who you are, what you do, and what is VitaFuse.
Sure. So I am a board-certified ER doc, and that's my full-time job. But also as another full-time job, I am one of the owners and founders of VitaFuse, and really involved a lot of daily operations. And the company was really created out of a couple of different necessities. One, we saw that we had patients, clients that needed IV fluids, needed some basic medical care that wasn't really offered outside of the emergency department setting. And we know that emergency departments all over the country are just inundated, especially this time of year. And so we felt we could create a service that would be more cost affordable, more convenient. And then off of that, we began to really branch out into also preventative medicine as well. And that's where all the IV vitamins have come in. And we have now, I think we're up to 11 drips, and we have to be careful about not too adding too many, because there's so many great options out there, but we want to make sure that we're providing, you know, a nice coverage, but not overwhelm customers with all the choices.
Well, you know, so you're not a brick and mortar store. How, you know, I know that Lindsay Palmer is one of your nurses, and she can go, but tell them how you set that up and what cities you're in, and how could people, you know, like Melissa, she's feeling run down. The holidays are here. Flu season is here. So tell everybody, you know, what they could do and what you could offer them and how they can get an infusion if they're feeling, you know, weak or sick or tired.
Sure. We are currently operating in six cities. That's Albany. This was kind of our foundational hub. And then Lindsay does a fantastic job for us out of Thomasville. Moultrie, Savannah, Macon, Winterama, which is kind of one mega city, and then Columbus as well. And the majority of our clients simply go online to vitafuse.com and schedule an appointment. They can pick their time slot. They can pick the infusion. Or if they have questions, they call. And most time, I take the calls directly and answer the medical questions. And then we set it up, and then our fantastic nursing staff takes care of the rest.
All right, well, let's just say that I'm over here in Valdosta and, you know, I feel like I'm getting a cold. Maybe I've got a sinus infection. You know, can you prescribe me an antibiotic through an IV?
So we don't typically do antibiotics for a couple of reasons. One, we know that the majority of the illnesses come in the winter, cold and flu, obviously, are viral syndromes. So the way we combat those is by boosting your immune system and really supplementing the body's ability to fight it off naturally. Now, obviously, if you've got prolonged fever for 4 or 5 days, then you may need to see your personal doctor. But the vast majority of winter illnesses are viral, and so we treat those with really fortified nutrition.
Now, that's something I never knew before. That's very interesting to me. So, you know, so all these people running to the doctor wanting an antibiotic, they're getting something that's really not helping them.
Right.
If it's viral.
And in many cases, it's hurting them because it's leading to antibiotic resistance. And, you know, physicians often want to make their patients happy, and sometimes they may be willing to give an antibiotic in a situation where it may not necessarily be needed. But most of the time, you know, fluids, maybe some anti-inflammatories, and some good nutritional support is really all you need. The body is an amazing machine, and it has the ability to heal itself and fight off all kinds of, you know, foreign invaders. But like your guest there, we all get run down. Our immune system suffers this time of year with cold and flu going around, hectic schedule. We're all working, you know, tons of hours, and so our body tends to break down. And we think that the IV and vitamin infusion is a great way to fortify that and either treat and, in many cases, prevent. A lot of our clients are happy because if they do regular infusions, they say, hey, this is the first time in 2 years I haven't got a cold, I haven't got a flu this season. So they're seeing the benefits on the preventative side as well.
How often do you recommend, like, if I was going to do something like this, would this be something you do monthly or
most people
every other week?
Yeah, most people, yeah, sure. Most people will do it either every 2 to 4 mm-hmm. weeks. Most clients tell us that, and most of the literature shows that most people feel the difference for about 10 to 16 days.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that varies from individual, but a lot of our clients do it every 2 weeks, and they do it almost religiously. And then we've got some clients that do it on a monthly basis. It just kind of depends on the individual, but I don't recommend it more than every 2 weeks because I don't think you need it that often unless you're someone who's got some significant underlying, you know, malabsorption issues with Crohn's or ulcerative colitis and GI issues. But most people see the maximal benefit with 1 to 2 infusions a month.
Okay.
All right, Dr. Medley, okay, I'm a classic person. I don't methylate. I have to take a lot of vitamin D, C, and B vitamins. I even do an injectable B12. Well, it's not B12. It's a combination of B vitamins because my body does not absorb. My gut does not absorb. So is this something that you think would be beneficial to me, you know, once a month?
Absolutely. So one of the basis of most of our drips is fortified B-complex, which is B1 through B6 and then B12. Most of us don't eat the way that our ancestors ate. We don't eat a raw diet, eat processed foods. And a lot of us have underlying medical problems, whether it be acid reflux or some other kind of GI motility or GI absorption issue. And so we don't absorb as well as we should. And so at best, you're probably going to absorb a fraction of the nutrients you get from food. We bypass that with the IV administration. So we bypass the liver. We go straight to the cells. And so you get essentially 99%+ absorption the IV route as compared to 20% if you take a supplement or if you take, you know, if you eat a raw diet.
So anybody, you know, this season, even if they're not feeling bad, could benefit from one of these infusions.
I totally agree. I'm a big believer in preventative medicine. Obviously, as an ER doc, I see the end result of disease and oftentimes. But I've really become more enamored and more focused on the preventative side of medicine because in many ways, food and nutrition is medicine. So it's a lot easier to stay healthy than to get healthy. And so I think there are very few people who would not benefit from this type of infusion, this type of service.
Well, not only do you do these types, but I know you work a lot with athletes and in the community for sport. You know, how can this help our athletes any athlete, whether it's a football player, a baseball player, a basketball player, a bodybuilder, how can these different infusions help them?
So regardless of what sport you're involved in, everything has gotten much more competitive. We've got kids that are playing year-round baseball, that are playing all these traveling ball teams, whether it's softball or basketball. Obviously, football in the South is huge, and we start in early August, and it's just really hot. So we believe strongly in both IV hydration and IV nutrition. I tell coaches and tell athletes, if we can start you before a game or before a competition, maximally hydrated, it's much easier to keep you hydrated. However, if we wait till the seventh inning or halftime and you're cramping, we're already well behind the eight ball. So we believe in starting a competition maximally hydrated so that the athlete is able to perform at their maximum, less risk of cramping, and less risk of injury.
Now, have you worked with any particular teams or athletes here in the area?
We've been fortunate. We work with Lee County, who are defending 6A state champs. So we do infusions with them on a pretty regular basis. I actually got a phone call this morning from a dad from a private school here in the Albany area whose kid is sick. He's the star player on the team, and they got a big game coming up, and he just wanted to get better. And so we did an infusion first thing for him. To get him ready to play. We do a couple infusions for a couple of the young men that played down in Colquitt. And so we've got a couple of teams and a couple of athletes that we work with. And for them, we really want to provide them both optimal hydration and optimal nutrition because if they're anything like my young kids, they don't eat well. I mean, most kids nowadays,
yeah.
And even, I mean, they eat Doritos and Coke, and, you know, they're eating what, you know, unfortunately becomes a typical American diet. And so we have had great response from both parents and athletes alike. And after receiving one or two infusions, they notice a difference. They feel better. They recover faster. And they're really happy and satisfied with the product and with the results.
Well, now, what age person can get these? Of course, I'm 60 years old. How young can someone get an infusion? How old can someone get one?
We typically will do them. We've done them as young as 12 or 13. Obviously, we do them. All of our nurses will do a physical assessment. We obviously have to get consent from the parents. And most of the ones we do in young kids is because the kid is sick. The kid has been having vomiting or diarrhea, and they've got a game, or they're just going miserable, we'll do those. But most of our athletes are in the realm of 15, 16 to 17, and then on up from there. So most of our athletes we do on a regular basis are varsity or the high school level.
Well, Melissa, tell Dr. Medley how you're feeling.
I feel great. I was just, I made the, Lauren, is that right?
Lindsay.
I had her touch my hands because this hand's like ice and this one's warm. But no, I feel fine. I didn't feel the stick. I didn't feel her take it. She did a really good job.
Lindsay is good. Well, Dr. Medley, I mean, what would you recommend? I mean, tell these people who don't know anything about this, you know, why they need to get an infusion, and the benefit, and tell them how they can get in touch with you. And then what is the cost, and is there any insurance involved? Is there any type of insurance that helps with these infusions, or is this just a self-pay?
So the cost of single infusion ranges from around $100 to about $150. People that sign up for our membership pay significantly less. They pay as little as $120 in infusion. And that's on just a monthly basis. I think what I would want to stress to people about this is that I think sometimes we greatly underestimate the importance of good nutrition. We're all extremely busy. We're living our lives. We're trying to keep our families to, you know, happy. We're trying to, you know, we're trying to keep everything together. All of our lives are chaotic. A lot of times it's the parents, you know, we're so focused on our kids and family that we neglect ourselves. You know, physicians, nurses, Lindsay included, we're not good patients. We don't take care of ourselves while we take care of others. And so I think committing yourself to a good nutritional regimen is crucial. Now, what I think is great about ours is it's very easy. If you're going to eat a raw diet, that takes a lot of effort. I can't do that. I mean, I've had like a Chick-fil-A biscuit for breakfast this morning, so I'm not the best example.
A chicken biscuit? Oh, no. You didn't say that on the air on Fit Talk, did you?
No. I slip every once in a while. So, what I love about this product and why I've spent so much time investing time and effort into this business is that I think it's a very easy way for people to improve their quality of life. It's 45 minutes once or twice a month. And it makes a difference in health. We have people that say they feel better, that their stress is better. We have an attorney who says, I haven't been this sharp in years. Quality of life is built on the foundation of good nutrition and good health. And unfortunately, all of us struggle with that. It takes significant discipline. And we all struggle with having a great diet. Yeah. And this is an easy way to really supplement your health. And the old adage is, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And I think that is very well illustrated by our clients and the fact that the vast majority of our clientele are all repeat customers. And to address your question about insurance, a lot of our customers do just pay cash or credit. A lot of them will file on their HSA and FSA. We don't currently take insurance because, you know, with most government and with most other insurance agencies, that brings a lot of red tape in, and that ultimately drives the cost of the product up. What I love about our particular model is we don't have a brick-and-mortar store, which allows us to keep our costs low and to keep our infusions much more affordable. If you go to some of these other big brick-and-mortar stores in some of the bigger cities, you know, in the Atlanta area, you're going to pay sometimes double what we charge because we're having to be able to pay that rent for this, you know, nice big building. We love the fact that we can provide this in the comfort of your home and also keep the price affordable so that it's available to as many people as possible.
Well, I mean, 100% absorption as compared to 20%, you know, with oil. If you saw the bag of supplements that I carry around with me on a daily basis, you wouldn't believe it. Overall increased energy without stimulants, healthier skin through hydration and antioxidants, and improved mood. My husband would put a check by all those. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're talking about something that's, you say, $120. Well, you know, if you're buying quality supplements, Dr. Medley, I'm paying over that.
Oh, absolutely.
For quality. Now, you can go to some retail stores out there and pay $5 and $6 for something, but you don't know what's in it. You know, right. It's not FDA approved and you don't know what's in it. So, you know, I try to find the highest quality vitamins. Usually I buy them from physicians because it's, you know, it's something that, you know, the retailers out there, you know, can't get. And I know what's in it because, you know, I have a problem with gluten. So I can't have anything with gluten in it. So, you know, so I guarantee you there's one bottle of vitamins I paid $60 for, you know, so, and then you add everything else I've got. So I'm well over $120. And then my body doesn't even absorb but 20% of it, maybe. So,
and you've got to take that vitamin every day. I mean,
every day. That's right.
I'm a physician. I take one pill a day for reflux, and I miss it half the time. I'm not gonna lie. So, I couldn't imagine having to take, you know, eight supplements a day. I would not do that very well.
Well,
it's very easy for me
to sit on
my couch and
get an
IV.
Well, you know, yeah. But my thyroid doesn't work, so I have to, you know, all you know, da 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 da. I mean, it's just on and on and on. So. You know, this might really benefit me, and it might be something that I really need to do on a monthly basis. Now, Lindsay, I love you. You're beautiful. You're sweet, but I don't like to be stuck. That's probably why I don't do a lot of things, you know. You know, I don't, you know, because I just don't like it. I don't like that. But, you know,
I didn't even feel it.
And Lindsay didn't hurt me the day she did it either, you know, mm-hmm. that day. And she, but it's just the idea of it. You know, then you have to sit there. I'm very hyper. So then, but, you know, it was very quick. Now I know that Hal and I were talking, Hal Jackson, and he said, you know, I said, well, I just hate sitting there. He said, well, she's got a half a bag now or a smaller dose that you can take, Maria. So that's another benefit that for me, you know, personally that I'm going to like better. So, this is something definitely that I need to do, and I need to do it on a monthly basis. So we need to probably get me set up for that. Lindsay, and we can talk about that. So Melissa, we're going to, you know, keep up with you and find out how you're doing. And when we come back in December, mm-hmm. we'll have to get a report from you.
Yeah. And I had a question. I don't know if I spoke with you when we were at the bodybuilding competition. Someone was at your table.
I
think I'd spoke to you, because I suffer severely from migraines. And this particular time of year when my sinuses get very, very inflamed, I'm actually was on antibiotic. Really, I could not get rid of a sinus infection. I have chronic mm-hmm. sinusitis and gets really bad a couple times a year, and this is the time, and it triggers migraines. So that's another reason when she said, do you want to bring somebody? I said, no, I want to do it. That's selfish of me, but I really,
it was fine. Yeah.
I really appreciate it, but I am trying to get through like the sinus infection, and because any kind of headache triggers my migraines, if I let one get out of control, it seems to turn into a migraine. I don't know if you get that a lot, but anyway, so I'm hoping that something like this for me would work too, because I know I have a lot of people I follow a like migraine support group basically because I've suffered mm-hmm. with them since I was 8 years old. And they've gotten worse as I've gotten older. So, you know, if it's something that would definitely help, I have a lot of migraine sufferers that would definitely be interested in it.
We know good nutrition goes a long way
right.
to helping reduce the frequency and the severity of migraines. We have a product which in the future we call Vita E. So we recommend good nutrition as a preventative measure for our migraine sufferers. Mm-hmm. But let's say you wake up on a Thursday and you've got a big appointment at noon, you just can't miss it. We have a Vita E, which is essentially a cocktail of vitamins plus some specific headache medicines, the same ones we use in the emergency department for acute migraine treatment.
Mm-hmm.
That are non-narcotic. Narcotics are not recommended and are actually discouraged by the American Academy of Neurology because you get bad rebound. So we use the exact same cocktails that I use every day in the ER for migraines. We just do it, we think, more cost-effectively, and we do it in the company of your client, your couch, wherever you are. I mean, I know Lindsay has made some trips to people's office that have suffered from migraines. So that's
because the last thing I want to do is sit in the ER for 8 hours. When you're in that kind of pain, and it's miserable. You want to just stay home and in the bed, so that's awesome that they can come to you.
That's what I like about it. Lindsay mm-hmm. came to the gym. She comes to the gym and does Hal all the time, and you know, and that day she did me. I mean, wherever you are, if you're at the office, Joe over there at Wells Fargo, you know, you're at the gym. Mm-hmm. I mean, just go back to the office, and you saw how quick and easy it was. What,
right.
10 or 15 minutes? You sat there. So I mean, I think it's the convenience of it is just amazing to me. 'Cause you're right. Who wants to go to the ER? Well, Dr. Mary, let me ask you something. You know, I've recently been diagnosed with trigeminal neuralgia, and that has not been fun.
No, that's a miserable condition.
It is. It is. It has been the worst thing that probably has ever happened to me in my life, and I never experienced that kind of pain. Of course, narcotics do not help that pain. You know, that neurological pain, it does not help that. You know, it doesn't take that pain away. And I had to go on a drug. It's Tegretol. But I'm wondering if this would not help that in some way, because I don't like having to take this medicine. You know, it's what they give, you know, people that are crazy.
We're all crazy. Some of us just have an official diagnosis.
Well, you know, you read the label on that medicine and it says crazy people.
Yeah.
I'm being funny about it, but it is. They do give it to people that are bipolar and schizophrenic and epilepsy and seizures and all that. You know, I don't have that. You don't have all that. But just don't ask Jim, but I don't have all that. But that is the medicine that has taken away the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering if this, you know, these infusions may not even help that I may be able to get off this medication.
Tegretol is a very good medicine off-label for trigeminal neuralgia. We know that B vitamins, B complex, B12 are essential for good neural health. People that suffer from B12 deficiencies have all kinds of neuropathic pain or paresthesias or numbness in their feet and hands. So there's no doubt that a good supply of B vitamins would maximize the benefit of not only just the Tegretol itself, but just of the body's ability to repair itself. I mean, trigeminal neuralgia is an inflammatory condition in which the nerves are sending off these terrible, painful, cutting, lancinating feeling across your face.
Yes.
And some of that is, most of it is mediated by just neural malfunction. And we know that B vitamins are essential for overall neural health and overall nerve repair. And so I have no doubt that a good IV B complex B vitamin would go a long way to helping. Maybe not completely eliminating the need for the Tegretol, but maybe reducing not only the frequency, but the severity of these flare-ups that tend to happen with patients that have the trigeminal neuralgia condition.
Well, see, I'm just getting all this free advice, and I didn't even have to go to the ER, y'all, or go to the doctor's office. I've spent so much time lately at the doctor's office, and, you know, it keeps coming back to these vitamins over and over again with the, you know, the thyroid issue, my body not methylating, you know. And so, you know, it's just, you're just confirming everything that I thought I already knew. Again, the neurologist in at the University of Florida down there who specializes in trigeminal is where I went. And he, you know, he told me, here's the list of vitamins. And it was almost the exact same list that I had for thyroid, you know. But then again, I know my body is not absorbing them. So, you know, I'm just basically spending all this money for stuff that's really not helping me that much. So I am definitely, Lindsay, we got to get together and get on a schedule for me to start this. So, all right. Tell them once again how they can call or how they can find y'all online, doctor.
Sure. You can call us at 883-VITA-911. Or you can log on to our website at vita-fufe.com. There's all kinds of information on there. You can schedule directly on the website. And it's as simple as a couple of clicks. You pick your time, you pick your day, and we do the rest.
Wow, that is just so easy and so convenient. I think you have really hit on something, and I'm excited about it. And we'll check back with Melissa the first week of December and see how she's doing. Yes. And how she's feeling, if this has helped her.
I'm sure it will. I know you're like me, on the go all the time, especially you. You're from town to town all the time. And I'm bad about it. And I tell my clients not to do it, but I'm bad about eating quick, eating not necessarily the best foods because I'm on the go and I'm just trying to get rid of the hunger pains.
Yeah.
Which I do try to make good choices, but I know that eating from a fast food place is obviously not your best choice, or even just restaurants in general. You want that home-cooked meal, but mama won't come do it for me anymore.
But I bet she won't.
But when you're on the go, you do get too busy. So something like this is perfect for what I do, because I'm like you. I'm up at 4 o'clock almost every morning, especially during the week. But I go and I'm teaching 2 and 3 classes a day and training clients. And a lot of times I do stuff with them. I can't just sit there.
Right. And I do the same thing. And that's why, you know, we just burn our bodies out.
I have,
you know,
like all these little workouts all day long. They may not last long, but by the end of the day, I probably worked out for a good 4 or 5 hours straight if right. I added it up.
Well, no, there's a problem here, Melissa, though. You're all slim and trim, and grandma over here is still a little fluffy. So there's something wrong with that. That's, I'm doing the same thing you're doing, and I don't look like you is the point I'm trying to make.
But I'm excited because I think I definitely want to get into probably once a month or maybe even more. My husband told me, he says, if it'll help you with your headaches, we got to do it.
Absolutely.
So, and
absolutely.
I'm willing to try anything.
Well, Dr. Melly, thank you for calling in tonight and for being so busy. Thank you for coming and being a part of this. We're going to post a picture that Joe took of Melissa getting her IV and Lindsay administering it. So we'll continue to boost you up and talk about this, and I'll get Lindsay and we'll get a schedule for me, because the, you know, everything's coming, the rush is coming, Thanksgiving is coming, you know, this and that, and we're mm-hmm. going here and going there and going to Ohio, and so it's just going to be, I'm sure I'm going to need it. So, but thank you again, doctor.
My pleasure. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors and we'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Bikini season is just around the corner, and we all know you want to have the best beach body ever. Factor X Fitness in Thomasville can help you get your summer body and help you keep it. For only $20 per month and no contract, with the latest in aerobics along with state-of-the-art equipment, functional training, and a personal training staff with over 40 years experience. So call us and get your best beach body ever. 1314 North Jackson Street in Thomasville. That's 229-236-2348.
My name is Sean Eikenberry. My wife, Melissa, and I are the new owners of Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. We are locally owned and operated, and Melissa and I are both military veterans. Our 10,000 square foot gym is equipped with the top of the line Life Fitness weight and cardio equipment. And we have 5 tanning beds and also a daycare. Additionally, we have certified personal trainers on staff, and we offer group fitness classes to include Zumba, FitMix, Spin, and our most popular boot camp. Melissa started the first boot camp in Valdosta over 8 years ago. You can view our website at wintersvillefitness.com, find us on Facebook or Instagram, or call 469-4292. Stop by today and check out Wintersville Fitness, where you can build a better you.
We are VitaFuse. Our motivation is to help athletes achieve their full potential. We realize all the blood, sweat, and tears it takes to be a champion. We also understand all that hard work takes its toll on the body and the mind. That's why we offer cutting-edge hydration and nutritional support to keep you at the top of your game. Learn more online at VitaFuse.com. That's VitaFuse.com.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Well, welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. This is Joe Pate, your co-host, with Maria right by my side. And Melissa.
Hi.
How are you? And Chase, I've missed you.
I missed
What's
you too.
Going on?
It's been a while.
You missed those smoothies?
I did, but I missed you more than anything. I miss seeing your beautiful face here every Thursday.
Oh, you're so sweet. Precious. Yeah, well, tonight... Maria wanted me to share what smoothies I brought y'all because I'm having to run out the door and go take care of grandbabies, which is my joy and pleasure. But, you know, Maria, I brought you your favorite blueberry gladiator with, strawberry gladiator with wild blueberries, wild organic blueberries, and a little bit of stevia. So there's low sugar, high protein. It's about 330 calories and about 45 or 48 grams of protein in there. So it's a good meal replacement with low sugar. And then for you, Chase, I brought your activator chocolate with your peanut butter, and that's about 28 grams of protein. A little bit of, you like the peanut butter taste, so that does add a little bit more calories. So it's probably around 270 or 300 calories. Normally it's only 210 without the peanut butter.
Okay.
So it's not bad. It's a good little meal replacement. Then I also, we are promoting our pumpkin smoothies for every purpose with zero added sugar. So tonight I brought Melissa and Lindsay. I almost called her Lauren for some reason. Lindsay. I think it is your fault, Melissa.
Of course.
But the coffee high protein pumpkin. And so it's pumpkin, the organic pumpkin, coffee, almonds, non-fat milk powder, whey protein, and protein blend, and spice blend. And it's 400 calories, 31 grams of protein. And so we've also got that. I don't know, y'all, I want to know how you, if you liked it or you didn't. You're not going to hurt my feelings. Some people like pumpkin, some people don't. But, you know, Starbucks is selling those pumpkin coffees. So we've got a little twist on it with the protein pumpkin coffee.
Well, it's actually very good, and I'm not a pumpkin fan, but it's actually pretty tasty. Now, what I really don't like is pumpkin spice, but this is just the pumpkin. I don't taste that.
You don't taste the spice. Okay.
Yeah, I don't taste the spice so much, so I like it. I think that's usually what I don't like about this pumpkin season, pumpkin spice season.
Either you like it or you don't.
It's pumpkin spice everywhere.
Yeah, but that's true. But,
but it's very good.
Well, good. I'm glad. And you liked it, Lindsay?
I did.
Okay.
I
like you can definitely taste that protein in there, or the thickness of it with the protein. Well, that's a meal replacement smoothie that'll also has some caffeine in it, so it'll get you going. Stop by and try our coffee high protein pumpkin smoothie instead of that Starbucks sugary drink with no protein in it. That's really just, you know, got a lot of caffeine and sugar. Anyway, I love my Starbucks though too, so. We also have the Slim and Trim pumpkin smoothies. Those are only 240 calories. The vegan pumpkin smoothie, because some people only like vegan, that's 340 calories. And then the Yogurt Delight pumpkin, 330 calories. So this is a season the smoothies are being mixed up with organic pumpkin. If you'd like to come by our four locations, Tifton, Thomasville, and two locations in Valdosta, we have drive-thrus, we have retail, we have whatever you need. Snacks, healthy smoothies to get you going, hydration, just a refreshment or a meal replacement. So come by and see us. Oh, and don't forget, Marie has to remind me, I'm sorry, I have Mimi brain. $5 Friday tomorrow for all of our medium smoothies, 32 ounce. So do, you know, put that on your agenda every Friday for your meal. You get a big 32 ounce smoothie for $5 from opening till close. Okay. Great. Thanks, guys. Miss seeing you and talking to you all, and I'll be back soon.
Thank you.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for stopping by and for bringing us those prizes, and we appreciate it. And it's good to see you, and we are looking forward to you being back here with us on Fit Talk Radio. We have certainly missed you.
Yes, don't be a stranger.
Come on by. That's right. We'll be back on the air the first Thursday of December, taking Thanksgiving off, and so we'll be back the first Thursday in December. Call us if you're out there and you want to call us and tell us what you're thankful for. Thanksgiving is next Thursday, a week from today, so give us a call. Chase, what are you thankful for?
Oh, Lord. First, just my family, my mom and my grandma. They've been a big part of my life. I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful for this job. I'm thankful for you and just all the people in my life. I wouldn't be the person I am today without the people in my life, so I'm very thankful for my friends and family and everybody, and I'm thankful to be alive. Every day's a good day above the ground.
Amen. Amen to that. You know, I think about I have taken so many things for granted, and my dad reminded me the other day, you know, he said, you know, we think we've got ailments and we think we've got troubles, but there are people out there whose home was burned in California. We've got friends and people that Melissa are still helping and Sean that don't have a home. Their homes got destroyed by the hurricane. They don't have any clothes. There's some of them still living in shelters. I mean, so just the things that we take for granted, you know, we shouldn't, you know, just the simple things of having a home to go, having a home to clean, mm-hmm. having clothes to wash, you know, that mm-hmm. makes a, you know, when you put things in real perspective, we should really be on our knees and thanking our God for everything that we have. So, you know, so many times I just complain and whine. And, you know, when you think about it and you put it in perspective, you know, we should not do that. Melissa, what are you and Sean thankful for?
Well, I'm always thankful to my Heavenly Father, because without him, I wouldn't have anything else that I do have to be thankful
Amen.
For. My mother and my stepfather, my real father who's in heaven, but just instilling in me a good work ethic and trying to teach me how to balance between being successful in business and also being a good at home. And I'm not always perfect at that, but I'm working at it. But I'm very thankful for my children and my new grandson, Elijah. He's precious.
He is precious. I've seen some great pictures recently. Lindsay, what are you thankful for here this Thanksgiving season?
I am thankful for my education, my job, my experiences, and really all the recent changes that I've had in my life. Moving back to Thomasville from Lee County. My husband, we just got married two months ago.
You did get married.
You did.
Beautiful pictures on Facebook.
He's amazing. And my daughter. She'll be 5 December 3rd.
Aww.
Little Tegan.
Well, you know, it's, you know, we say all these things and we say that we're thankful for them. And then, you know, you get mad at your husband or you stomp on something or, you know, and then I have to think again, you know, Lord, you know, please forgive me for that because, you know, without my husband, without my family or your children, you will pinch their heads off, you know.
I can say the only time I ever get mad at my husband is when he's eating.
When he's
Can we all agree?
Yeah. But, you know, but we never get mad at those grandchildren, though, Melissa. Those grandchildren are just precious, you know. We never, ever get mad at them about anything. Well, callers, if you have anything to be thankful for out there, and I know some of y'all do, give us a call. We've got about 8 more minutes, 241-1059. Y'all are going to be quiet on me tonight when I need you to call in. And I know y'all are thankful. And we're going to be missing y'all next Thursday night but on the air. But I'll be in Asheville, North Carolina, enjoying my husband and our time there at the Biltmore. So I will not be here with you next Thursday night. We'll be back here on the air December the 1st. Any other news? Football, Chase. We've got the playoffs continue Friday night.
The start of the second round. You got some good games coming up. You got Lowndes versus Westlake. That'll be at Westlake in Atlanta. And then Tiff County, they beat Roswell last Friday.
Could you believe that? That was probably the game of the upset of the night.
Yeah, the year.
Absolutely.
42-14.
Go Blue Devils.
That's right.
I can sing the fight song. I was a cheerleader. Fight, Blue Devils. Fight for Tiff and the blue and white. Yay. Okay, that's enough. But yeah.
And, I can't remember who they're playing this week, but they're on to the second round. And then who's Irwin County playing? Do you know?
I can't remember who it is. Is it Miller County?
Turner County? Miller or Turner?
They beat Miller. Did they beat Miller? I don't know.
It was one of those two teams for sure. But and then so you got a lot of good South Georgia teams moving on to the second round. And then Colquitt, of course, they won. I mean, I don't see.
Congratulations to J.C. Harden, their quarterback,
yes.
and that whole team. Started out a little slow, I heard,
they
from
did.
Their mother. That they were, but they... Got
That's,
right on
that
it.
Second half. They pulled away.
They absolutely
so
did.
This should be a good Friday of football. If Lowndes wins, they'll most likely have to travel to Grayson next week. So that'll be a tough game for Lowndes. Grayson is one of the best teams in the state, along with Colquitt County. So we'll see how they do.
Well, it's you know, it's gonna wind down here to the state championship. So that's gonna be very
this
very
is
interesting.
As far as I can remember, this has got to be one of the most competitive years of high school football. I mean, you got several great teams in all the classifications. This the South Georgia
South Georgia is represented well.
Competition
for sure.
or the talent is just there this year. It is crazy how much the talent is is just performing this year, so go South Georgia.
Really? I mean, when Jim was doing the breakdown after last week, you know, he said, wow, you know, all these South Georgia teams are still in it. You know, yep. Our great fear is that Irwin will have to play Pelham. And we don't want to have
Pelham.
To play. We don't want to play Pelham because
Pelham
that's our pastor. He's the principal over there. Our pastor
They're
is
a powerhouse this year, but that would be a good matchup if Irwin County plays them.
Yeah, and so, but you know, Clark Harden, who is Dr. Harden, who is the principal over there, and he's been on the show here before, Chase. I don't know if you remember.
That's
him.
Right.
But yeah, we don't want to have to play them because then we'd have to sit on opposite sides and cheer for cheer not for Pelham but
and
for
I
Irwin
can't,
County.
Can't forget about Valdosta High School, the winningest high school team in the country. They're,
absolutely,
they are traveling to Glenn Academy this Friday or tomorrow night. Glenn Academy is the team that knocked them out of the playoffs last year.
Oh,
so
my
they
goodness.
Have to play that same team again. And then they also played Glenn Academy in the scrimmage earlier this year and dominated that game. So we'll see how they do.
See how that turns out. Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, callers, you got just a couple more minutes. Anybody want to call in and tell us what you are thankful for? 241-1059. Well, we listen, you know, to Chris Beckham on Friday nights, and he does a recap, and he does a really good job. And
he does.
We enjoy that. We turn it on the minute we get in the car and start trying to listen.
That's what I do.
We did go to a football game Friday night. We went over to see Fitzgerald play.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't remember who they played now, but it was a good game. Of course, Fitzgerald beat them pretty good. But it was a good game. And they, you know, Fitzgerald kind of started out slow. Irwin County did beat Fitzgerald, and but they have coach Pruitt over there, young Pruitt.
That's right.
Tucker Pruitt is the coach over there. So we congratulate him on making it to the playoffs and wishing him well. So it's just been a great football season here in South Georgia.
I hate that it's coming to an end in a few weeks. It felt like it just started, and now we're already in the second round of the playoffs. I wish it could keep going on.
And I have to mention those Georgia Dogs.
How about those dogs? Going on to the SEC Championship in a few weeks. Got to face Alabama. I'm kind of nervous.
Alabama's pretty good this year.
They're the team to beat.
Yes,
so
they are.
We'll see how that goes. I mean, but every week Georgia's getting a little bit more confidence. They're getting a little bit closer and how much better they want to be. So.
Absolutely.
Pulling for my dogs. Hopefully
pulling
they can
beat
that,
dogs. Pulling
that roll
for those
tide.
Dogs. Pulling for those dogs. Okay, we got a caller on the air. Who do we got? Who have we got? Hello, caller. Who we got on the air?
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
It's Sean.
Hey, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm great. Tell us what you're thankful for right here this Thanksgiving season.
Oh, well, I have to agree with the young lady there in your studio. I'm most thankful for my Heavenly Father. Without him, we wouldn't have anything else to be thankful for.
Well, amen to that. Amen to that. And we all should be thankful to our Heavenly Father. And unfortunately, sometimes we're not, or we forget. I think we're selfish, and we just get caught up in it. We get caught up in our own selfishness and our own little world, and we forget. But absolutely, without our Heavenly Father, we would have nothing.
Yes, ma'am, but I'd like to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving, and hope everyone has a safe and happy holiday.
Well, thank you for calling in so much. Anybody else out there want to give us a call? You got about 2 minutes, 241-1059. Tell us what you're thankful for this holiday season. Chase, I will miss being here next Thursday night, but we'll be back, you know, the first Thursday in December.
That's right, and I hope you have a safe trip.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Thank you. Kudos to my husband. He has planned this whole trip, even to the last little detail of everything, where we're going to eat, where we're going to go, what we're going to do.
Smart man.
He has been a wonder. I'm looking forward to it. I have the best husband. I'm very, very thankful for my husband and for all he does for our family. He's a hardworking man.
That's right.
He has put up with me for all these 12 years. So I'm very grateful to him.
Laurie, what's the number?
241-1059. We've got 1 minute left if anybody wants to call in. 241-1059. So I'm just thankful for all of y'all, for Melissa, for my newfound friendship with you, for Wintersville Fitness and what you're doing here. All right, caller, you got a few seconds. What are you thankful for, and who am I speaking to?
This is Hayden Palmer.
Hey, how are you? Well, tell us what you're thankful for.
I'm thankful for my beautiful family, my beautiful little girl, and my beautiful wife. shout out to Miss Fatis, Lindsay Palmer.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm thankful for her. She's a sweet girl, beautiful, and very, very smart. And Hayden, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Listeners, yes, thank you so much for calling in tonight, and the listeners out there, and Dr. Medley, we thank you. Melissa, thank you. Lindsay, we thank you. And we just look forward to a great year. I want to know I'm thankful for all my listeners out there. Remember to stay fit, stay in faith, and love your family. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.